Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up! It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce, a Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists Inc. production.
Hello, good evening out there, everyone, our listeners out there, if you're tuning in to the Justice Chicago radio show. I am your girl, Candace Carey, a.k.a. Kame Lucci, coming live in effect on this Sunday evening. Where's my co-host, or the man of the hour, the host, Clifton Pierce? Are you there?
Give me a little more introduction. Give me a little more.
The man with the plan. I'm not a dry talk, but I'll try. The man with the plan. Yes, he can.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Oh, gosh. How are you?
Okay. Listen, hi, everybody. That's my co-host. That's Candace. She's in Miami, Florida there. What's the temperature like there, baby?
I tell you, it's beautiful weather today. It's blue skies, and it was nice. It's a little chilly, which I like. Kind of invigorating. So yeah. How's Chicago?
That's another story we're gonna get to. Let me ask you again, because I saw this article when they were talking about the iguanas that when the temperature drops so low, they just fall dead on the ground, laying everywhere. And then when they throw out, they get up and rule. What's that? Have you seen that?
You asked me this last week.
I know, but it's just amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is amazing. You know what I mean? It does happen, and they do go into some type of hibernation, or they're semi-frozen or something. I think they just pass out or something like that. But when their temperature gets down to a certain, I guess, warmth or a certain degree, then, yeah, they come back and they start walking around again and doing what they do, climbing on trees and eating insects and doing whatever else they can do. So my dog loves
them. How large do they grow?
They're trying to catch them, huh?
How large do they grow?
Oh, my gosh. There's one over here in the neighborhood. He's, I don't know if it's he or she, but it's orange and green. And it's about the size of a terrier, maybe 50 pounds.
A terrier,
pounds.
That big?
Yes. Yeah, about 50, wow. 55 pounds.
Those are big animals.
Five. Yeah, they are. With the tail and stuff, about maybe 5 feet, not in height, but in width and length. I mean, and they're fast, they can swim and everything. They look like mini, mini dinosaurs and mini alligators. So,
wow, that's
something. And use them as pets, but I wasn't into that. A lot of my friends growing up would use them as, having in their house as pets, and I just wasn't into that, but. They're around.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into that. But, anyway, what's up?
Tonight I want to say a shout-out. Candace, we've been doing this now since August, and our show is just steadily growing leaps and bounds. And there's a few people who have been with us since we started. Brenda Morris, I want to do a shout-out to her. Joan, who's been very supportive. Yes. So what, dear?
I was giving a shout out to Miss Brenda Morris.
Yeah, she's one of our regulars. I always hear from her after the show. And then I got Joan, who's been very supportive to me in my drive for clothing for the homeless. She's been right there for me, and I really appreciate her. And I just got a bunch of my sister Helen from another mother. I'd like to do a shout-out to her and all the other ladies out there who work with me constantly. Monique is right there by my side. I appreciate her. And also, I'm going to be honest with you, because I work with so many women, I want to say a shout-out to their husbands and boyfriends who allow their women to work with me on my different projects. You know, that takes a guy that's very assured of himself, and I want to, you know, do a shout-out to them, too, you know. And also, I had a very tragic situation happen here in Chicago yesterday. A young fella went on a killing spree. He went on a killing spree, and he ended up killing this young lady who was a security guard in a high-rise building in Hyde Park. And I thought it was such a tragic thing just to find out that it was my girlfriend's daughter. Okay, so we in the Steppers world in Chicago, we are very hurt. We are very hurt. She's our baby stepper, you know. Shout out to Rita Johnson, you know, her family, all the guys, you know. I mean, I know her whole son, that's her only daughter. And I just want to do a shout out to them and anybody that's in Chicago that's listening to our show. You know, I'm speaking for them because they can't get to her, that we're very hurt by this. And I'm going to talk to Doc about some things, you know, in regards to that. But anyway, let's find out who's online today. Doc, where you at? Doc Washington, are you there? Okay. You there, Hello? Punch one? Okay. Teresa, are you there? Teresa Hughes?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful. How are you, sir?
Everything beautiful. Karen Hicks, are you there? Karen Hicks, are you there? Niles, are you there? Darva, are you there, Darva?
I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to have quite a few people. But, you know, it's really funny that people are really afraid or ashamed to talk on the radio. And because I get so many calls after I go off, say, man, Cliff, I listened to the show, man, it was great. I started to call and everything, and a lot of them say the lines were busy, they couldn't get through and everything. But our show has grown to be so popular, and I'm just appreciative of everybody. And we always want to talk about topics that are useful to people. Sharon Lewis, are you there? Sharon Lewis.
I am here, Cliff.
Okay, that's another outstanding young lady there, Sharon Lewis. So if you're there and I forget to call your number out or your name out, just punch one and say, I'm here. And one of the reasons why, because I may be a little tipsy tonight. My show is being sponsored by Just Me Vodka. And I've been sitting up here drinking Just Me Vodka with Just Me by myself. So a shout out to our company, Just Me Vodka, who's our sponsor for our show and also will be the sponsor for our TV show. But let me go back. Doc Washington, are you there yet? Okay, now he's usually very prompt, so I'm surprised that I don't have him yet. But we're going to open up with Sharon. Sharon is a young lady that I had the opportunity to meet a couple of years back. She's very community orientated, and she has some news that she, you know, she feels as though the community needs to know about. And she's definitely a community activist and a strong-willed, strong-powered woman. And not only that, but she's the new leader that we as a black community are looking for. Sharon, why don't you tell us a little about you and also what you're doing?
Well, thank you so much, Cliff. First of all, I'd like to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to talk to you on your radio show. And thank you for being such a strong presence in our community, an influencer on the radio, social media, and all the things that you do in our community. So my name is Sharon Lewis, and I'm the executive director of Meadows Eastside Community Resource Organization, located on the southeast side of Chicago. And I am now running a campaign called Light Up the Night. And the reason that this campaign is so important to our community, a campaign of this magnitude and importance has never been executed with this kind of technology. It is a porch light program, and it is a corridor program, and it is designed to illuminate our darkened corridors and provide for safety and security for our residents, as well as our first responders, community members, children, those package delivery people who so valiantly come out to bring you your groceries, your personal goods, whether it be from companies like Amazon or UPS or FedEx. So what you'll notice in your communities is you'll drive down streets or you'll walk down streets and they're darkened. And it's not because you don't have a street light, but it's because most people don't turn on their porch lights. So what this campaign endeavors to do by partnering with ComEd is to provide free porch lights, LED, dusk to dawn porch lights in corridors in your areas for income qualified or low income areas to every home free of cost. And by doing so, what we endeavor to do is create a more safe and harmonious environment for all those who live in the community. So that means that when you're walking up to your house, you're greeted by a light. The light comes on at night automatically and goes off in the morning automatically. You can then have a better way to see your steps, see your house number, see who's approaching your house or who's leaving your house. If everybody on your block has a porch light, then your whole block is illuminated, creating a safer way for you to travel. It also makes it safer when people are driving through your community to see who is visiting in your community. It also makes it safer for you to create an environment where no one is coming through and jiggling on doors or just kind of hanging out. It also
let me ask you this
for,
here.
Please, go right ahead.
Are you in partnership with Commonwealth Edison or is this on the drawing board? Where are we at with that right now?
No, we are actually not on the drawing board. We are now in the first stages of our pilot program. We are servicing 300 houses. This is a partnership with, it's a collaboration with ComEd. ComEd has provided us with the tools that we need to service at least 300 homes in our communities. We have started out with the communities of Invest Southwest. And so those communities are the communities of South Shore, South Chicago, Bronzeville, Auburn Gresham, Inglewood, Humboldt Park, New City, North Lawndale, and Roseland. So those are the communities that we're going to start off with.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Have you actually contacted the aldermen for those various wards? I know you're over there in the 7th Ward. Has the alderman came on board with you with this?
Actually, not the alderman in the 7th Ward, but we have talked to aldermen in several other wards, and they are very excited about the program. The police department has been contacted about the program, and they are very excited about the program as well. The CAPS department is very excited about the program. So as you can imagine, this program would be very exciting for first responders. So if they're coming up to a home, they need to be able to identify both the house numbers and the location that they are driving up to. The last thing you want a first responder to have to do is spend time trying to locate a house because it's in a darkened area or they can't see the house numbers because the porch isn't lit.
Okay, very good. Sharon, hang on for a minute. We'll get a holler at our other guests again. Teresa Hughes, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Teresa, why don't you give us a little background on you, other than the fact that I love you, and you did some things to me that I'll never forget. But tell me a little background on you. That last name, Hughes, rings a bell. And tell us about your mother, who your mother was.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cliff, for giving me this platform to speak to our community in regards to some products that we have to help our community with the diabetes. But as far as me, my background, the name Hughes is from Real Movers and Van Lines. That's our family business. And my mother was Gertrude Jordan, who was the regional administrator, regional director for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And she had a love for the people in the community, so she was always there trying to make it better, along with my father-in-law, who was Robert Hughes Sr., and better known as Bob Hughes. So they both love the community, and I think I kind of inherited that from both of them, and I always try to make sure that I look out for my people and my community. So thank you for letting me be able to address a very, very important issue in the Black community, which is diabetes. So I am a part of a great company. Am I allowed to say that name? The name of the company?
Oh, yeah.
Cliff?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I am very proud to be associated with Five Links Oxygen CBD, and this company is has some great people involved in it. One in particular is Juwan Howard, who is from Chicago and was the first $100 million contract for the NBA, and he is now the head coach for Michigan State University. And so this product, he brought the product line Oxygen CBD to us at Five Links. And we have several different products, but the one, like I said, that I really wanted to address is the Immune Boost and the Captivita Immune Boost, because Black people are always suffering from diabetes, and a lot of us don't know that sometimes the pharmaceuticals that we're given for our doctors can also cause us other kinds of effects. My mother had it, and my sister passed from it. So it's just been my mission to at least share the information, and that's basically what I wanted to talk about, the fact that you hear Dr. Gupta, Sanjay Gupta, and Dr. Oz speak about the fact that we need to boost our immune system. So we have a product that has the ingredients that are necessary to boost your immune system, which it has the zinc, the holy basil, the acetyl-glutathione, which is the mother of all antioxidants. We have the hemp-derived CBD isolate, and then for those with diabetes, we have the Captivita that does not have CBD in it, but it has the marshmallow. Ingredient, the marshmallow root. So that takes the place of the CBD so that you are getting everything that you really, really need in one capsule, so that you don't have to go and buy zinc, go and buy, you know, basil, go and buy all these other different things. They're all combined. And we have the product, and we are the number one company, and it's, we're the first ones to bring it out, and I would be happy to talk with you later.
I'm gonna hold this for a second. I'm gonna get back to you. Is Dr. Washington? Is he on the line yet, Doc? Okay. And I was waiting on Doc to get on board due to the fact that for the last 2 weeks we've been talking about diabetes and how it affects the Black community in particular by you seeing all these dialysis machines and dialysis stores that are popping up in the Black community. And about 3 years ago, when I found out that I was a diabetic, and by me being in the liquor business, the first thing I did was look up and see what effect liquor has on you. And I found that first thing they said, do not drink colored pop, do not drink dark alcohols. So I went from rum and coke to vodka and gin and champagne. And so when the opportunity came about for me to have just vodka, just Trust Me Vodka as a sponsor, I jumped on it. Candace and I jumped on it immediately. And basically due to the fact that we're very Black conscious, and this particular Trust Me Vodka has no sugar in it, no glycerin in it, and glucose in it. And it's also organic. and has no taste. And the bottom line also is that they're allowing us to buy shares in the company, which is, I want to tell you people right now, please invest in this company. I got 40 years in the nightclub business. I know when something is going to sell. If you all have seen this bottle, then you all know how attractive this bottle is, just the attractiveness of the bottle alone. But I'm saying they're giving me and my people an opportunity to actually buy interest into this company, and they're going to let me come the last of this month. I'll be having a grand opening of a new nightclub, and it's going to be sponsored by Trust Me Vodka. And believe me, all the nightclub owners that I know that I work with, they're going to be there, and this vodka is going to go flying off the shelf. So meaning when you do come out to have a cocktail, every time you buy a drink of vodka, you're going to be buying Trust Me Vodka where you have stock in it. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But Adaba, are you there?
Yes, I am, Cliff. My brother Cliff, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, honey. You know, before we get started with my situation, tell everybody a little something about you, Adaba.
Wow. Okay, let me see. Okay, my name is Sister Darva. I've been in the political arena for about 38 years, since I was 23 years of age. I got in politics to help a black man become the first black mayor in the city of Chicago. I worked on over 100 campaigns in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Springfield. Also, I put over 30 judges in office. Basically, I have several women ministry, Women Are Rising. I've been speaking that for over 17 years. That's something that God put on my heart because I wanted to see black women especially to rise, and they've been rising. And I work with men, women, and children. We pray on Mondays, Saturdays, and Wednesdays at 8 a.m., Facebook Live or either on our prayer line. I also have a marketing management company. I work for all of the black hair care companies. I work for the liquor industry. I work for the black skincare, and I also have a background in corporation. I work with large corporations. I worked in real estate with one of the largest real estate and corporations in the city of Chicago. I have an organization for young people called the New AOL, Activist Organizing Leaders. I also have an organization called Just Us For, By, and Other People. That is for my seniors, my veterans, my recovering substance abusers. That is also for my men that has been in the prison system. We do expungements and things of that sort. But we don't. I never forget the mentally, physically challenged people and my homeless. And I can go on and on, but those are my major things that I do. And I am looking to change the city of Chicago. I have the keys that God has given me, but God is sending me to 12 major downtrodden cities across America to raise up 12 millionaires in 12 downtrodden cities across America.
Okay, very good. Candace, have we got anybody on the line that's punching in? If anybody that wants to talk on the show, punch one, and Candace will get you. Okay.
Yes.
Also, while we wait.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, did you have any questions you would like to ask our guests at this point?
I would like to know the lady that spoke about the supplements. I would like to know, I didn't get her name, her first and last name.
That's
Hi.
Teresa Hughes.
Okay.
That's Teresa
Hi.
Hughes.
Teresa,
yes,
Teresa
thank
Hughes.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah, I do. I have a question. So the supplements, are they, what type of application are they? Are they liquid? Are they capsules?
No, they are, we have a variety. We have the capsules, and we also have the tinctures, which a lot of people say the oils, the CBD oils. The tinctures go up under your tongue, and you just hold it up under your tongue for like, you know, 5 or 10 seconds, and then you swallow it, and then you take that once a day with the, we're running a special with the immune boost, and that's the capsule. All of our products are 100% THC-free because they're the isolate from the hemp plant, but we also have broad spectrum that we use mostly for people who have cancer or chronic pains, And so we don't have anything that, you know, that's smokable. That's not what we do. But it's strictly to take care of your problem with inflammation. Inflammation being a big thing right now. I had no idea that inflammation is caused mostly from your gut. So with us being the first to come out with the Immune Boost Gut Health for people who actually are suffering from diabetes that cannot sometimes take the CBD, we have had a great response from those. And I'm just very excited because, like I said, I want to see my people survive. I want to see us live and enjoy our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, Teresa, let me ask you something. A young lady, my friend Joan, she had called and asked me before the show. She wanted to know if your blood sugar count is up, but you're not a diabetic, how do you bring that down? Would you happen to have any idea? I know you're not a doctor or physician, but do you run across that question? If you do, do you have anything for that?
Yes. Okay. The supplement that we have is called Captivita. And it can be used for people who are who have been diagnosed pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic. And what it does is it lowers their A1C level within a matter of days to where the doctors are just amazed at how quickly that it comes down. And I would be happy to share with you some testimonies from actual people who have used it. We have a doctor, we have several doctors actually that uses these products on their patients. We have a doctor, Dr. Quarters, who are from Maryland, and they find that the CBD tinctures also help with children with ADD or ADHD, and there are just so many products that we have, I can't even begin to talk about them. But I do know this. If we are going to live, we are going to have to be more health conscious. And it starts with our gut, which I don't know if you all feel like that. I've never realized that. And it starts with getting your proper rest. I'm happy to, you know, speak to anybody or give Chris my phone number or, you know, however you want to do it. And our website, you can feel free to go on our website, which is you can go to tinyurl.com/TJ Shares CBD. Or our main website is oxygen.com/L1435685, and that'll give you, when you pull that up, it'll give you my information too personally. So if you have questions, you can feel free to call me at any time.
Okay. Now, Sharon, let's go back to you, Sharon. Has this program started? Is it in effect already?
Yes, the program has started, Cliff. The pilot started a couple of weeks ago. And we have actually identified some other corridors that we plan on putting the lights on. So, again, the program is a free program for anyone who is interested in finding out more about the program. They can go to our website at www.meadowseastside.org. It is a way for you to register. To be clear, you have to be a block club or just to have your entire block. We need at least 70%, that's 70% of your block to register because it is a corridor program. We are trying to illuminate to have a positive overall effect, so we do not just put lights on individual houses sporadically. But that would be made clear on the webpage to give you more information about it. Or you can call our office at 773-540-8659. and asked to speak to Jim Rao, who is our Director of Community Engagement.
Okay, let me ask you this here. This program that you're speaking of, first of all, it sounds like a program that, just like when they have a hurricane or disaster in one city, we mobilize our Commonwealth Edison workers here to go help that particular area that may have suffered from a tornado or a hurricane. Now, this program that you got, is this strictly in Chicago or is this a nationwide situation?
No, it is actually strictly a Chicago program currently. This program was not developed by ComEd. This program was conceived and developed out of Meadows East Side and presented to the utility companies. So it was not just presented to ComEd, but all utility companies. So that would be Ameren, Nicor, ComEd, and that would be the SAG utility. So we are looking to roll out this program downstate and perhaps in other states as well, because as you might realize, this is a problem that we have in all of our communities statewide. When you have low-income communities, what we have is what's called light inequity. And so this is not just about the porch lights, but also energy efficiency and programming that we can use to help people increase equity in terms of getting energy efficiency products in their homes and having energy assessment for their homes. And with energy assessments, what winds up happening is you lower the cost of your bills, thereby providing more funding for you to do other things that you may need to do in your lifestyle, whether that's paying for your mortgage, paying your taxes, or other bills that are important for you to maintain your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen, let me ask you this here. You happen to be a first responder, right?
Yes, I am. I am a member of Chicago's Emergency Response Team, that's CERT, and I sit on the board for FEMA.
Well, the reason why I was asking, because when I first met you, we had an emergency at the restaurant, and you just immediately jumped into action and took my guy to the hospital and stood by us and everything, and I just want to say again, thank you for that. You know, but as a first responder, what do you all do? And how do you feel about this vaccine?
Well, one of the things that we do is we ensure the safety of our public. Public health is very important. And in the regards to the vaccine, the most important thing is to bring the pandemic and COVID under control in all of our communities. So I think that it is very important that people look into how the vaccination is going to affect their health personally. There are some people who may have underlying conditions, so they need to speak to their physician. So I would never, not being a healthcare professional, say to someone, go out and get a vaccine if you have underlying conditions. That may be something that you want to discuss with your primary care physician or your specialist. For me personally, it is something that I would need to do because I come into contact with a lot of the public and in a capacity where I'm going out to help other individuals and to try to save lives. I don't want to take to them something that may potentially harm them.
Okay. Now, Teresa, is there a particular
yes.
product, knowing what she does, that you would recommend for her to take?
Thank you for asking that, Chris. Karen, I would agree with you wholeheartedly about speaking with your physician before you take anything. But our particular product, the Oxygen Immune Boost, and the that's for regular people like me, myself. I've been taking it for about a year now. The COVID started when it first came out. And I have been tested twice, and I am doing very well. I'm just a little bit skeptical myself personally for, you know, I went to TV, I learned all about the history. So just to be honest, just being, you know, keeping it in integrity, I am doing fine taking the Oxygen Immune Boost, which is our product. And for people with the pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, we have the Immune Boost Health and Gut, which helps to, what it does is it's not going to cure the COVID, but what it does is it helps to prevent and defend your system, your immune system, from catching different types of viruses and bad bacteria. And so, I just think that being in a prevention is you know, pretty good than waiting to actually get it. So I would suggest for you, and I would love to talk to you about it more, the Immune Boost. We have a special running this month. So my number, I like to get my number if it's okay, is 312-852-3733. And if I could just plug in another one of our products, I am a product. Let me just say this. I am a product of the product. I'm not going to talk to you about anything that I have not used myself and, you know, and have knowledge of it firsthand because, I don't believe in just, we don't believe in selling. We're just sharing. We're sharing information, and hopefully you will be curious enough to either contact me via the telephone or through my website. But my telephone number, again, is 312-852-3733. And we have doctors that I would be glad, Cliff, to have to set up with you to come on and talk to your to the people about it because they actually have used these different products on their patients. And one in particular, mother was is 97 years old, and she was going through. She was going to her doctor, and he had her on all these different kind of pharmaceuticals and stuff. And he put her on. He took her off of that, and he because he's a doctor himself. He put her on the CBD tinctures, and within a month, his mother. He said that his mother to them again and get up and walk around, you know, but she was on the 15 milligram of
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. And Candace, we come back and we can talk some more about everything.
My natural hair journey has been empowering and liberating. That is why I use Moisture Curl. Moisture Curl gives my curls the intensity they were born for. Moisture Curl is made with all natural plant butters and essential organic oils. Whether you have coily or curly hair, Moisture Curl has the products to clean, condition, hydrate, and define your natural hair. Get Moisture Curl today and embrace your natural hair with plant-powered moisture for healthier hair. Available at moisturecurl.com.
Well, okay, that's Good to Grow Hair Products, and I'm a living witness that it actually works, that Good to Grow Hair Product is one of our first sponsors, so we're always going to acknowledge him as Bill Grayson and his company, and it's a product for black people that actually works. He also has the hand sanitizer. I want to, again, iterate about this violence in Chicago. We have a mayor here that I don't know if she's over her head or what it is. The bottom line is they spent almost $1 billion on violence in Chicago, and yet violence is steadily rising. We have an epidemic of carjackings, and I'm telling all you ladies out there, you know, if somebody hollers at you about your car, give that car up. It's only a material thing, you know, so give that car up. And right now we're just living in it. We got a madman in the White House who's very dangerous because we see that he's totally lost his mind, which I've been saying all along. And he's suicidal, and not to the point where he would kill himself. He'd kill everybody around him because he doesn't want to give up any power to Joe Biden and his crew to come in. And I can see him trying to start a war just to give Joe Biden a problem. So we're just living in troubled times at this time. Once again, I'm looking for Doc Watkins. Has he arrived yet on the show? And while we waiting on any other guests that may want to call in, punch one and you're on the show. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to Dava. Dava, basically, last week she was on the show and she wanted to interview me. So we got all the way up to my high school journey and when I first started in the nightclub business. So, Dava, what are some of these other questions you might want to ask me?
Okay, hey, Cliff, you got so much going on. You did so much. I would like to ask you, what do you, regardless to yourself, what do you see you doing in the next 10 years? What do you see your life going in the next 10 years? Are you going to still be in the entertainment? Or are you going to switch to the entertainment industry? Are you still going to be in the nightclub?
If the good Lord give me another 10 years, I ain't going to be mad at all. I'm going to be honest with you. But at this point here, you know, they didn't always have Facebook. Teresa been knowing me quite a while, okay? And I've always done a lot of things that was never recorded. It was just between me and a particular party, a person that I may have done something for. And so I'm going to continue to be that guy. I really can't see myself working anymore in the nightclub business. You know, after you make your money, then your money makes you. You start making your money by letting your money work for you. And this, trust me, vodka is one of it. A couple of weeks ago, I was telling people about buying into this Bitcoin. And just since I spoke about it, it is now tripled in value. So my thing this go around here is look for ways to invest, get my people to invest. I've been telling people about these beauty salons, these nail salons. We need to own our own nail salon. How are you in a nail salon and a lady in there say she's sticking no inches until it's time to say you pay. And the average woman's going to spend $100 a month in a beauty salon. And those nail and beauty salons are making something like $50,000 a month. We got to start owning our own our businesses. We got to create businesses in our community. And then last but not least, I am so disappointed with these black politicians that we have that I'm going to adamantly be working on replacing them. I can promise you that. That was my promise in 21, is that I'm going to be making a difference. If I'm the one, then I'm the one. But I'm going to be making a difference in these policymakers that are affecting our children. Why should a man 70 and 80 years old decide what's good for our grandchildren? Okay, it's a statistical fact that the death of a founder of a black business is also the death of the business. Get out the way. You sent your kids to college, then let them be. The congressman we just got down there in Georgia, he's a young man. Ebenezer Church he come out of. It's time for him to leave. He was prepared to leave. This is the same guy whose mother picked cotton. His mother picked cotton. Okay, and then she took them same hands and picked a pen up and voted for her son to be a United States congressman, only in America. I love this country. I love the city I live in. And I'm just not going to let nothing happen to the city if I have something to do with it. Your next question, dear.
Amen. I like that, my brother. Jeff, I would like, you've been in the nightclub industry for so long, and 40 years, that's a long time. Name some other, I want to ask you this. I need you to let the people know, what were some of the names of the nightclubs that you worked for, if you don't mind sharing with
them? You think some of the clubs that I ran?
You know, that you worked with, you know.
Okay, well, first of all, I'll start out with the Tiger Lounge. That's one of our most prominent nightclubs, Tiger Lounge on 79th Street. That's where Muhammad Ali hung out. I ran Floopy's Lounge on 82nd and Cottage. That's where all the players back in the day hung out, Floopy's Lounge. I ran Sweet Georgia Brown, which was owned by Ray McCoy. And Ray McCoy happened to be Lisa Ray, the actress. That was her dad. And I ran that club. I ran the Godfather Lounge. And presently, I'm involved with the East of the Rhine. I want not to be involved with the East of the Rhine, but it seems like by me being there, people are more comfortable with coming in there because they know what kind of clubs I run, and they know if I'm running the club, it's going to be safe. So sometimes you owe it to your people. But I'm going to be a little more inactive and more civic-minded and try to grow us a new leader. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Okay. Now, what will you make a suggestion to somebody that's young and new and fresh that may want to get into that business? Do you think it's lucrative? Is the money good enough? Do you think people can become millionaires out of that type of thing?
Well, let me say this here. We got a real problem here in Chicago. Our governor has written up a check that came back insufficient funds, and I'm talking about this cannabis. Marijuana is going to be legalized all over the country, and yet right here in Chicago, we have not no dispensaries. Cut us in or cut it out. Okay, so I'm just saying the new entertainment now is not necessarily going into a nightclub. More people are drinking at home. And listen, when I talk about this cannabis, they sold $1 billion worth. Listen to this. From January to January, the city of Chicago, Illinois, sold $1 billion worth of marijuana. And yet we have no dispensary, meaning that we can buy it and go to jail for it, but we can't sell it and make no money off of it unless we go to Junebug on the corner. You know, and that's a situation that by prisons being privatized, they got an agreement with the government is that these privatized prisons, they have to keep X amount of population in these prisons. And if they don't keep the population in the prison, then the state got to make up the difference in the money that they lost. So everything they do, every time your child leaves the house and come back, you lucky that he made it through society itself, through the police, through what's going on in the street, and then through police officers that are preying on them. And that's why a lot of people are saying that we would like to see Kim Fox run for mayor. First of all, do your homework, because Kim Fox don't even live in Chicago. But secondly, she's over that prison system. And right now, our prison system is so messed up. Leave her right where she's at, because these guys are constantly coming home and being exonerated over false charges that they had put on them years ago. Burge in particular. Here's a man that just with the cattle prod sent all our black men and women even to prison over false charges and everything. So we need that prison system to be cleaned up and depopulized. You know, there's other things. I remember when I first came out here and we had a judge called Judge Saul Upton. And when a guy 18, 19 years got in trouble, they said, okay, you got a choice. This was just that. You got a choice. Go to the army or go to jail. So a lot of the guys went to the army quite naturally. So, again, I speak about guys like Willie Wilson with all this money that he keeps spending running for an election and never win anything. What you need to do is start picking people to run. Not you run, but picking people to run and then finance them. So I'm speaking on that terms there, is that we have to create our new leaders, a new leadership that's out there. So I'm looking to find those new leaders. I'm looking to get behind them. Okay, next question, ma'am.
Sound good. I like that. I do understand what you're saying. And also, I wanted to, so I see that you're saying the nightclub thing might be going, it's kind of like going out of style, like when things go clothes go out of style. So, like, I like that when you said most people are drinking at home, and then the marijuana thing, you know, the billion-dollar marijuana trade is doing a lot, because most of our people and young people smoke probably a lot of marijuana. And so it seems like, my brother, we're caught up into situation and things where the people are using us and we're not benefiting from it, because with the real estate, everybody's buying up homes and houses. But the black people can't even afford them, or they redline them. Then it looks like you said, in the industry, every race of people we go to buy everything from the nails, hair, to the clothes, even with the women getting their plastic bodies, you know, molded into their own bodies, they're going to somebody else. So we are not economically being fed with our own monies and our dollars, and this is a mental type of thing, so something has to be done about that. And so what I would like to say to you, and I see that you ran for office before on the 20th ward, how about trying to run for something even larger than that, bigger than that? Maybe you can change.
No, no. You know what, believe it or not, somebody even asked me about running for Congress. Listen, I'm just a guy from the sidewalk. You know, I'm just a guy from the sidewalk who has been able to make it one way or the other. You know, and once again, at my age, I'm supposed to help young people get started and be on the side of them and encourage them. But we have to become economically prejudiced, okay? These $600 stimulus checks we got, you know, there's a saying that if you gave a poor man all the money and in 30 days, the rich man will have it all back. Okay, so we got these $600 stimulus checks But everything we want to buy, we got to buy from the white man. So ain't too many black businesses are profiting off of giving their $600 because all we're doing is taking it back to the white people. We don't own nothing. You know, when I come out here, we had black radio stations, we had black grocery store, we had black car dealers, we had black beauty shop, black supply houses. We don't have none of that anymore. So them giving us $600 just telling us that, okay, you can use this for a minute, but bring it on back to me. And that mindset got to change.
My brother, I love that, my brother. You're so heavy and deep into what you believe, and that's true. And that's what, you know, we have to understand. And it reminds me of the parable in the Bible when Jesus, you know, he said, he fed the people, you know, the fish to eat with. But I'm looking at that. What we have to do is this. If we keep feeding the people, they'll never learn how to fish. So make fish your men and teach them how to fish. Because if they learn how to fish, then they can eat forever. Mm-hmm. But if you keep giving them the fish, they can only eat for that one time. And that's what's been going on with the government programs and stuff. They've been shoving all this free stuff down our people's throat. And now the people don't believe in getting up and going to get it for themselves. Like you said, too, James Brown said, with what you're saying, the same quote. I don't want you to give me nothing to open the door. I get it myself. And so I see what you're saying, and that's the great and wonderful thing. And I hope you can get with someone that may be interested in running for office, that may be able to win a seat. And I agree with you about Dr. Willie Wilson. I don't know, is it a game? Is it for real? But if you know that you're not capable of winning, pick some people that you know or talk with some people and use that money you're wasting on running yourself and spend it on someone that can run and win, and then we can all win. And so it's a lot of game plan, a lot of things going on here, my brother. But I definitely want to ask you another question about the nightclub industry. What I want to ask you is this. Do you think the COVID had anything or what type of effect you think it had on the nightclub industry right now today?
Well, you know, I'm really kind of disappointed that Doc is not on the show because I talked about the fact that in 40 years of me running nightclubs, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? Wow. At 10, 11, and 12 for 40 years, I was in somebody's nightclub, okay?
Wow.
So by me being a Leo and being what Mike calls strong, I know that still this pandemic is having an effect mentally on me. You know, you know, I got clothes hanging in the closet that I haven't been able to put on because there's nowhere for them to go, for me to go. And so that's a while that plays on you. This young fella that did this killing yesterday, what was on his mind that he would shoot 7 people? And he was plotting to do it for a day or two. I think I shoot him. No, I shoot him. So right now, one of the biggest problems we have going in our city, Chicago, believe me or not, is mental illness. Mental illness. You know, it's a drug, it's a disease. And then on top of this, these young people are taking pills to go along with these other problems that they're having. And so we have to rebuild our family. You rebuild your family, you rebuild your community. And I'm going to tell you this right now, if you're not talking to these young people, you're not going to do nothing to build the city of Chicago. You got to get out on the ground and talk with these young people that talk their language. Okay? You might put clothes on like them, but they want to hear what you got to say. But as I say again, when I listen to the mayor, she has to learn how to talk with people, not at people. And that makes a big difference right there. So I'm just saying that it's a golden opportunity. I would like for everybody to get themselves in order because it's going to be a bunch of government money coming in this city, coming in this state, and get all your paperwork in order because they're going to be flooding the community. And the first one that can come up with any ideas like what Sharon has with this lighting situation, I can see her going on a nationwide level with this, especially with our program goes all over the world. So they could use what she's talking about. Over in Africa, where it's dark and everything, they can maybe come in with a program like that. These young guys that are rappers, take your money instead of standing on the block, take that money and buy the block. So, but they don't know if don't nobody tell them. So we got to learn how to communicate with our young people. And so, you know, that's where I'm at with that. And Dava, I appreciate you coming on board and asking me some of these questions. And we're going to take a few more minutes break, then I'm going to come back to Karen. I'm going to come back to Teresa, and then we're going to call it a night. And, you know, we're going to talk. Candace, give us another commercial there.
My natural hair journey has been empowering and liberating. That is why I use Moisture Curl. Moisture Curl gives my curls the intensity they were born for. Moisture Curl is made with all natural plant butters and essential organic oils. Whether you have coily or curly hair, Moisture Curl has the products to clean, condition, hydrate, and define your natural hair. Get Moisture Curl today and embrace your natural hair with plant-powered moisture for healthier hair. Available at moisturecurl.com.
What's up, it's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL, and you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
Well, all right, Candace.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
yes.
Do we have anybody else on the line?
We have a packed house tonight. So callers, again, if you want to say something, press 1 on your dial tone, and I will unmute you, and you can join the conversation. Again, this has been a very informative discussion, and I really do appreciate it. Go ahead. Continue the conversation. I'm here just taking it all in and learning.
Okay, well, you know, what happens here is that years ago they said, I'm going to bring a mountain of soul to Chicago. They were running a commercial.
Right.
That's all they were saying. We're going to bring a mountain of soul to Chicago. That mountain of soul turned out to be WVON Radio, the first black radio. And by the way, Mr. Cannon was on VON in Chicago today. Okay?
He was.
So we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
But, you know, in wrapping up, say what, dear? Caller?
Good evening, caller 6674. Welcome. You're live on the air. That's it.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? I've been listening to the show. I wanted to give a shout out to my good friend Sharon, who's actually Cy, who's doing a program with Micro. I'm from the Austin community. My name's DeAndre Rudis, and I'm representing Northwest Austin Council. And everything that you were saying, brother, about our neighborhoods, about our communities being in this poor state and needing to be transformed and needing new leadership, listen, I need support. I heard what you were saying. As a young black man, I'm 33 years old. I ran for alderman in 2019 of the 37th Ward in the Austin community. I'm ready to step up, but I need people like you that's ready to see young people like me in position to make differences. I need for you to connect with me and me to connect with you so we can make this thing happen. I'm ready to make huge changes in my community, but I really am looking for that generational support. And so I love everything you said, and you said you need new leaders, so I'm here to make my presence known. I'm here to say I'm in support of my friend Cy's program, and we're trying to transform the South Side and West Side of Chicago so that we could be the benchmark that the country looks at and says it can happen. But yes, we need that support. I'm super excited about everything that's going to happen in 21 because we're going to make it happen. But yes, I need that support. So I'm here to say, what do I need to do? What you need from me?
I need you to get your paperwork in order. Get your paperwork in order. I have a nonprofit organization that is available for anybody that needs it. My nonprofit organization is called National Betterment Association, and it's about seniors and children. You know, life has been good to me. I made it. And, you know, when you're a hustler like me, come off the street, you got to give back. You know, I ain't no ball player or nothing, but I lived on these sidewalks without becoming a dope fiend, alcoholic, or going to prison. So I know through the grace of God I made it. So I owe a debt to my community. I owe a debt to my young people like yourself. So whatever you can use me for, you just call Alice Sy. She knows how to get in touch with me, and I'll be there. She and I fight all the time, but that's because she's a strong black woman, and I don't want to take none of her strength from her. My job is to stand beside and behind her. Now, you ain't going to never hear me beat her down. That's not going to happen. And that's what goes with all my black women. Teresa. Teresa comes from a corporate world, and she's also a real estate broker. So we just need to come together. And what I really want my program to be is about sharing of information like we're doing. What can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? Because if we move as a unit, then we can make some things happen. But the bottom line, we need new blood. We need new blood. Danny Davis, I've heard enough of that articulate talking that you're doing. but I don't see no work that you're doing. Bobby Rush, how long, Jesse White, how long are you all going to hold this back? How you going to keep holding this boy back? He went to school. He got the desire to be a leader and everything. Why you all not reaching back and helping him? Say, come on, son, you can have my spot. I got you from here. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all? Okay.
Can I address that too, Cliff?
Somewhere I heard that this lady said I could have freed 1,000 more if they only knew they were slaves. Mm. Go ahead, Teresa.
I was going to say to the young man, I also have political background of over 30 years. I came in working under Mayor Harold Washington, the great and wonderful, and never will ever be another one like him. And from Mayor Washington, I worked with Mayor Sawyer and Mayor Daley. So I did get to work with a lot of the congressmen and a lot of the aldermen, senators, state reps, and I agree 100% with Cliff as far as the old guards. I mean, it's like, and let me just be clear, I am a senior citizen. God granted me 64 years, December 4th, but we definitely need to do something and let the young people come in, because the old guard is still doing the same old thing. They're not trying to help to create anything. I mean, that's what this world is for now. It's an opportunity to create new things, and they need to move out the way. Not that, you know, that they don't have anything to offer, but share it with someone that can take it and make it a whole new thing. And I just wanted to say also, as far as business opportunities, our company has a business opportunity that we are very much interested in helping our people to help other people and to make money from their own home. So, you know, this particular company has opportunities, and we have them online every night on Zoom. We have a Zoom meeting every night at 7 p.m., Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and I would be glad to share that information also. You can sign in at discover.oxygen.com, discover.oxygen.com, and it's a free presentation to teach and show and share with you the business opportunities that we offer, and you can see a return on your investment within 30 days. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities here, and whatever that, you know, I can do, whatever I can do to assist you in your ventures, just please let me know, because I have really learned a lot here. Ms. Sharon, I would like to get your information. Because I am in Brownsville. I just moved here. I do have a good rapport with the alderman here. So I would love to bring up what you're doing here. And I also know your alderman in the 7th Ward. Cause, I mean, I worked in the city for 15 years. So I pretty much know all 50 of them. So
okay.
Whatever I can do, I'm here for you.
But, Sharon, what do you want to wrap us up with? What is it, one more message you'd like to carry to us?
So the last thing I'd like to say to everyone is to see your community in a different light. Light up the night. Be the light in your community. We have to save our communities on so many different fronts, and we have to be neighbors to do that. We have to collaborate to do that. There is no time for division. The last president of the United States has shown us what sowing division can do to our community. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, let me say to both of you ladies, I really appreciate you joining me, and I feel personally about both of you. And my program, again, is about shedding light on our situation. Let's rebuild our community. One of my favorite characters in the Bible, well, first of all, one of my favorite characters was Job. And basically because Job had the patience. Well, I run out of patience. So now I've moved to Gideon. Okay, Gideon took on thousands, and he only had 300. But he had the Lord on his side. We can make a difference because we're already talking about making a difference. So I'm just saying, let's come together, work together, And there ain't no such thing as I, but making it into a we. Darva, what you want to say before we get out, sweetheart?
What I want to say before we get out, just remember that God is going to bring about a revolution for a revelation for the resolution. And I want to say that, can I say a quick prayer right quick? Father God, we just bless these people that's on the line. Bless our cities across the nation, God. God, do a new thing. God, send your angels, God, to war with us, God, in the spiritual warfare, God. God, we want to just thank you and call upon your name tonight, God. God, we want to just give you the glory, God, and let our minds be set on you, Lord. God, we want to say to you, God, that we bless your holy name, God. And God, we want to take the focus off of us, as this brother has said, and focus it on the word of God. We know your word goes forth and will not return it to us void, God. And so, God, I say that we pray for this nation, pray for our elected officials, pray for all the people in power, God, even the small people, the big people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you, God, and we love you, God. We honor you, God. We give you the praise, and we say, God, that you're going to take us to the next level, God. And so, God, we just want to thank you, God, for what you have done and what you're about to do, no matter what it seems like, God, that we know that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God. God, surround us with the right people, God. Put us in the right places in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we love you and we love everyone that's on this line. You guys be blessed.
Okay. Amen to that. Candace.
Amen.
We done it again, girl. We done it again. What you want to say, baby girl, before we get out?
Thank you.
For the shout out, and thank you to all of the callers and the guests we had on the show tonight. I want to give a shout out to my family, my mother, my brother, my listeners abroad, in Africa, and in Europe, and in the States. I also want everyone to stay safe and keep God first. And have a good night.
Okay. Well, with that, all my guests, I want to thank you. I also want to do a last minute shout out to my partner, Lee Manson. He's put up with me down through the years, and it's important to have somebody to talk to, and that's my brother, and I appreciate talking to him. So on behalf of the Nick Cannon Media Group, along with EIA Inc. Productions, that's it for tonight, folks. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope you learned something. And more than anything else, I swear I love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Wake up! It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Cannon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production. The game.
your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.